This is CliffCentral.com.
You are live with Cliff Central, and my name is Brent Lindekew, the Good Things Guy. I am sitting on Nelson Mandela Bridge. Across from me is my co-host, Kerry, the Good News Girl. And I think I'm a little bit overwhelmed.
Me as well. I don't know what this is.
It's quite crazy. We're at the CEO Sleepout 2016, and we're going to be coming to you live from the bridge for the next 2 hours. We're going to be interviewing a couple of the people that are on the bridge this evening and sort of bringing you an idea of what it's like to be here tonight. This whole event has had a lot of controversy, and there's a lot of people that have opinions and have said things about certain ways that they've put the event together and what they believe and what they don't believe and what changes should come. And I can tell you that tonight there's a bunch of like-minded people that have come together to raise 40 million rand for a cause, a beneficiary, to make a difference in South Africa. The beneficiaries that they have this year are all education-based, and it's the idea that if we can educate people now, we can make a difference in the long run by giving people the tools to enable themselves to be a little bit better in life. And it's just, you know, I was on a show the other day, one of the shows that interviewed us with regards to Cliff Central and being part of the CEO Sleepout. And they dug deep. They sort of dug deep into what it means to be part of the Sleepout and how it's they called it a mockery of homelessness. And and the one thing that I think you can't take away is the history of the CEO Sleepout. So this is also a bit of an educational piece for you. Yeah. The CEO Sleepout started 10 years ago by an incredible Australian who we're going to speak to in a little bit. He's on the bridge with us. And he got sick and tired of doing that rich privilege thing that people do where they go to gala dinners and throw a bunch of money away and then go home afterwards. His kids were doing sleep outs at their school, like all kids do. I don't know, Kerry, if you were ever part. What is the other side of Scouts? What is the girl side of Scouts?
Brownies.
Brownies. So like when I was in the Scouts when I was younger, we used to do sleep outs for charity as well.
Yeah.
So this Australian guy had seen these sleep outs and he was like, I'm going to do a sleep out for CEOs. I'm going to put a bunch of CEOs together. We're going to raise a bit of money. And I think after 10 years, he told us on Tuesday when I met him, after 10 years of doing it, they raised in their last CEO sleep out a whopping $5,000 Australian. And then you take South Africa and
really?
Last year, no, for real.
$5,000 Australian.
And then last year we did our CEO sleep out.
Our first one.
It was the inaugural one, the first one.
Yeah.
And in the first one, they raised 26 million rand.
Yes.
26 million rand. It went all to the Girls and Boys Town, which was the beneficiary for that year. And I don't know if you read the news or if you've seen what's going on, but there was a report that came out this week about what that had enabled the Girls and Boys Town to do in a year. And it's given them a way forward for the next couple of years.
Yes.
Which is just absolutely amazing.
I think it's more money than that they've seen.
In a long time.
Since they've been open.
In a long time. So this year, the aim is to raise 40 million rand, and the CEO Sleepout is well on its way to doing that. And I think if we can just, for a moment, all the cynical people that are looking at it going, you're not sleeping out, and it's not real homelessness. Well, it's not the CEO's problem, and they shouldn't be sleeping out anyway, but they are. And they're raising a lot of money for a really good cause. Twitter's going crazy.
Yeah.
If you guys want to get involved with the conversation, my Twitter is Brent Lindekew. Or you can get hold of us on cliffcentral.com, cliffcentral.com on Twitter. I'm going to play you something that a very good friend of mine has actually just put on a video, and he's actually one of our Cliff Central spokespeople. I can call him that. He comes in on a Monday and he does Gareth Cliff Show. You must know him well. His name is Richard Mulholland, and
so easy to.
I'm going to pause this quickly. He's weighed in on this.
Very simple.
I don't know how to pause this now. He's weighed in on this, and I think it's important that we just listen to what he has to say. Give me 30 seconds of your time and have a listen.
It's very simple. To me, I don't think it has to be explained further. It is simply a charity event designed to raise a lot of money for people and to help a lot of good causes, and that's exactly what it does. I think the simple question people need to ask is, would people be better off with or without this event tomorrow morning? And the truth is that there are 30 million reasons why people are better off. It's so easy to criticize, but what we should be trying to do is support. And nobody who's not got a better suggestion has the right to criticize.
So I think that's important. And the question that he begs there is, if this event didn't go ahead and tomorrow morning we woke up and they decided to stop the CEO sleep out, or they decided to not take part in it next year, then the onus is on every single one of you, every single one of you that have said something. It's every single one of you that has criticized such an incredible initiative. So for tonight, Alan Ford. Can you come up this way? We want to talk to you a little bit. So tonight, we're going to celebrate the fact that we're on this Nelson Mandela Bridge. We're going to celebrate the fact that we are raising 40 million rand to educate the leaders of tomorrow. And we want you to be part of the conversation. We want you to be taking part in this conversation. Get hold of us on cliffcentral.com or myself, Brendan McHugh. I've got Alan Ford, who's in front of me here. Alan Ford has got a show on Cliff Central as well. He's a very well-known personality in South Africa.
Well, let me tell you, forgetting that, a lot of people are stuck in and around the city trying to get in, so that's why we haven't seen so many faces. But we do have the Premier and a number of the MECs they will take to the stage in the next 30 minutes. We'll get him up here for you, Brent.
That'll Premier be amazing.
A couple of ministers, MECs are here. But a lot of people, this is really special. I bumped into Stephen Bellingham. We'll bring him up as well. He is the president of the South African Chefs Association.
Oh, wow.
And they're making brown bread sandwiches for the CEOs.
That's amazing.
Which is really quite cool that people are coming together to really make the magic happen. And remember, making money for charity.
So it is about the money, but it's also the other side of it. I've, in the 10 weeks to the lead up to the CEO sleep out, Kerry and I have got to interview some incredible people on our show, and we've got to chat to them. And the one thing that comes up, and Kerry and I are both ready for this, is we're not actually going to be sleeping tonight. Because
no.
The CEOs all sit around the fires and talk about how we're going to help with South Africa's poverty situation tomorrow. And I'm quite excited to get into those conversations. Alan, have you seen a couple of people down there around the fires? Are they all sort of making
people
their way?
They are making their way around the fires. You know, the nice thing is they've got their name tags on, but no one knows really, you know, an issue in the business fraternity exactly who these famous, let's say, CEOs and businessmen
yeah.
are, but and women are. But people are coming together collectively. And they're sitting around fires and they're talking about stuff, but you're feeling the cold. Today it's cold.
There is no sleeping because it is freezing.
It is cold. And what's really interesting is, though, we're in the center of where there is a lot of people that sleep on the streets, and that's here in Johannesburg, the CBD. Obviously all over the country and all over Southern Africa or the world for that matter. But that is why I think this is quite an appropriate spot in the name of Nelson Mandela on this bridge in between what we call New Town and Old Town. So there's major, major things happening at the moment. But let's see. People are giving out water, and there's... I'm not trying to make this sound like it's a fancy thing, but
no, it's not. Well, it's not fancy.
Thing.
It's not a fancy thing. And
it's cold.
You mentioned that it's cold. I am privileged enough and lucky enough to be wearing a nice thick sort of winter jacket, and I've got a scarf on, and
I've got
a beanie, and even though I'm wearing these things, it's freezing.
It is freezing.
I'm so cold.
And we've got the train in the background. That's
This is quite a surreal little
tunnel.
It is kind of crazy. Yeah. We're on the bridge, and I can give this away now. I wasn't allowed to talk about it before, but tonight on the bridge, all the CEOs that enter the bridge get an e-wallet. And on the e-wallet is, as they come in, there's like 1,000 credits that is on the e-wallet. And you think to yourself, yes, I've got 1,000 credits. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And as they get to the first stand, which is like a coffee stand, it's going to cost them 1,200 credits to get that coffee stand, to get a coffee. So
they have to pay.
So what they have to do is
it's a barter system.
It's a barter system. It's on
the e-wallet. You can do that. It's lots of things happening.
Yes.
People have bought clothing and you get stuff.
Yes.
And so they've got these hangers and a little mini library, and
that's
it's quite
Yes.
Is that what that was?
So that's what
that's
that is.
That's how it works.
The CEOs were told to bring as much clothing as they can because it's going to be really cold. But actually, they're going to be handing that clothing over to charity to get this fake currency so that they can buy stuff on the bridge. And then all of that clothing tomorrow is going to be opened in a free charity shop for anybody that's living in the streets and in need in Johannesburg. They can all come to the Nelson Mandela Bridge tomorrow.
That have absolutely watched all of this.
Yes. So there's the clothing, there's the books, there's blankets, and then there's also throughout the evening there's food making stations. So if you run out of your fake currency, you can go and make sandwiches for all these people in need that are going to be coming to the bridge tomorrow.
Yes.
And I've seen some of the photos of people sharing stuff that's happening on the bridge, and they're like, oh, check at the corrugated iron houses and check at those benches. So absolutely everything that is on this bridge tonight, absolutely everything, will be given to the homeless tomorrow.
Absolutely magical in what it's about. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to scout for you and see what I can find. As you know, obviously the Premier at the moment is really busy because we've got about at least, let's say, 200-300 members of the media.
Okay, yeah. But Alan,
we're getting for you.
Alan, I
can put it off. Watch
we can
this.
See. We can see you're can, enthusiastic this about this. You're on a mission.
We're going to get the Premier. We're going to get a couple of well-known faces. But I want to get Chef Stephen Bellingham to talk about what the South African Chefs Association.
All right, get out of my studio. Get out of my studio.
And what a big studio it is.
Go downstairs.
We have a train, Brent.
Go downstairs. Our studio, to give you guys an idea, so they've built the scaffolding, and we're sort of above the hub of what's happening down there, so we can see everybody. But we're out of the way, and we're sort of in the sky. We've got a studio in the sky. So Alan's gone downstairs, and he's going to go find someone to bring up so we can sort of interview what is going on in the bridge and what's sort of happening. There's a bunch of activities that are going to be going on at 7 o'clock. As far as I understand, Yvonne Chaka Chaka is going to open up the proceedings.
7:30.
Yeah. Oh, because we're running late. There's all the traffic. So at 7:30, Yvonne Chaka Chaka is going to open up the proceedings with the South African anthem. And from there, we're going to hear from the founder of the CEO Sleep Out and from the Premier of Joburg. A couple of the people that are going to be sleeping on the bridge tonight, Thuli Madonsela is here. Leanne Manis, Yusuf Abramji, Gareth Cliff is going to be in here in a little bit, so we're going to get him in studio as well. That's exciting.
I know, right?
Oh, Kerry's mic's off.
I'm not on. It's okay.
The vibe is just absolutely insane, and I wish that I could box it and show everybody what it's sort of like here. Which I'm going to be doing later. I'm going to be going on Facebook Live. I'm going to be doing feeds on Facebook
Live. That's like exposing your heart.
Yeah?
No, just like that. And the photo we took of you just now.
Yeah, it's mad with the city in the background.
Everything
it's really
that's
quite
happening.
Crazy.
It's so beautiful.
So, Kerry, I mean, we're here because we're part of Cliff Central, but there's no reason that you had to be. You could have rather said, I'm staying home with my child tonight, and I'm not going to be sleeping in the cold. Why are you here?
Never mind that I had root canal a few hours ago.
That's dedication. What the inspiration behind you being here? If you had to sum it up in a sentence.
Yes. Okay, so we have access right now tonight to some of we've got some people coming. We have access to some of the most influential people on the bridge this evening, first of all. Second of all, this is just incredible to be to be part of something that's so huge. I mean, it's national, it's international, and the amount of money that they're raising.
So Kerry and I have got this sordid plan that throughout the evening, we are going to be approaching every single CEO down there, and we are going to be pitching them ideas. It's going to be like our own Dungeons Dragon or whatever that Dragon's Dungeon Dragon, or whatever it's called. We're going to be pitching them ideas on charity gigs that they need to be getting involved in. That's Kerry.
Exactly.
And that's my goal. We've got our first guest here. Alan, who do we have?
ENF, of course, phenomenal radio DJ. All the way, he's freezing down here. He's blogging.
Welcome,
ENF.
Come into my studio.
This is the coldest studio I've ever been in my life, chaps.
And we have a train.
Yes, and you also have a coffee machine.
Yes.
You bastards.
Don't tell
anybody because we don't want
to. They've got a coffee machine up here.
Yeah, so we snuck in a coffee machine because we're media and we're away from everything. We can't actually go downstairs and sort of get whatever we need. So we're in the media.
No, fair enough.
And Ian, this is the only place with a coffee machine. So all the media keep coming up here and take it. Like, we're in the canteen.
Yeah,
our studio is the canteen.
You essentially are the canteen, right?
I've had to kind of like wiggle forward so that people can get past. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, yes, it's the coffee machine.
But okay, so I've got Ian in front of me, and while I'm interviewing him, he's interviewing me. You've recently now become a vlogger.
Yeah, so I haven't technically left radio. I'm still on radio daily. I do a business show on Hot 91.9. But what I have done is started to vlog daily. So I roll my camera everywhere. What's crazy about vlogging is that life gets crazily interesting. This morning, I was in an Audi showroom driving an R8 Spider. And this evening, I'm standing on Nelson Mandela Bridge freezing my you-know-what off. But let's talk about this for a second, if you don't mind me just saying. Impressive turnout. And yes, I know there's coffee and there's water and there's sleeping bags for sale and there's CEOs and stuff. But the spirit of what's going on here is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I don't know if you've told people, 160K plus is what it costs to get onto this bridge tonight.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of sponsors that have paid a lot of money for those people who don't have a choice but to sleep out in the cold. And it's a proper thing to do. So, it's very cool.
When I opened the show, and I might pull you into this because you look like you're an advocate for good and you're here for a good reason, right?
Yeah, well.
So, Twitter is lighting up crazy.
Is it?
And it's criticism. It's a lot of people going, the CEOs are replicating homelessness, but it's really fake and it's really terrible. And I really want to concentrate on the fact that they're raising 40 million rand in one flipping night.
This is the thing. I mean, you know, if anyone wants to criticize, that's cool. Happy days. You free speech. Go for it. But then come up with another plan to raise 40 bar
exactly.
in one night. You know, please,
that's
if you have better ideas,
then
please be free to comment and criticize. But
at least
give us another alternative. You know, us media lurking around here, we're getting the stories and helping. And I think you guys are doing a fantastic job sitting up here. Incidentally, the guys and girls are up on a platform, which is extra windy up here. But I mean, it is. It's 40 million rand.
It's huge.
It's phenomenal.
It's really, really massive. On the other side of that, it really does start a national conversation where even if you're criticizing and you're opinionated, you're starting a conversation on your platforms with your people. And that might turn into something else for you. That might create some sort of goodness and helping people as well.
Well, interestingly, what's happening here is the kind of heart and soul and the media attention is here. You know, there's scrums for David Makura and there's scrums for all of the guys, you know, who are here from local government. But here's the thing. Just up the road, the folks at Liberty are having a sleep out in their smoking area outside the building. And
wow.
You can't believe the amount of people that are sleeping outside in sympathy. Tonight, at Kingsmead School, all the girls are sleeping outside on the field.
So
what we're seeing here is raising a lot of money. Other people have got computers, school books, whatever they can afford, and are sleeping out in sympathy. So you talk about charity. It's goosebump stuff off the bridge as well.
I'm quite excited because Kerry and I, when we're done with the show at 9, we're actually climbing on the bus and we're going to all
to
of
all
those sites. Not all of them, because there's 60 schools and 60 companies that are sleeping out in sympathy as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to be visiting as many as we can with Advocate Tuli Madonsela and Yusuf Abramji.
Yeah.
So I'm quite excited to do that.
Yeah, I think it's important that people know that you know, this is where the money is being raised. So criticize away, folks, but just look around and maybe instead of criticizing, get involved. Go
and
sleep out.
To those guys that are actually supporting.
I'm sad to hear that people are shouting and screaming on Twitter, really.
If you go onto Twitter now and you sort of search the CEO sleep out, I did it before I started the show, and it's almost a debate because you've got the people that are pro and the people that are not.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, It's making the hashtag trend and it's causing a conversation.
So thanks for that.
Thank you for all of that.
Guys, thanks for the opportunity to chat. Thanks for the interview.
Thanks, man. We're going to see you around later.
See you on the blog as well.
I'm going to come find a fire and we'll sit and we'll catch up.
Fantastic. Have a good evening. Keep
you
warm.
Too.
And thanks for having me on your show.
Thank
Cheers.
You
see you later.
This is The Good Stuff Live, if you've just tuned in from the bridge on Nelson Mandela Bridge. And we're live from the CEO Sleep Out 2016. We cannot say it enough. We're raising 40 million rand tonight. And it's all going towards educating our future leaders of tomorrow. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, because there is a conversation to be involved in, just head over to Brent Lindekew or CliffCentral.com. You can find us in both those spaces.
Kerry Stein.
Oh, Kerry Stein. She's also there.
I'm also on here.
And we've got Alan Ford and Neil, who is part of Cliff Central. They're on the ground running around, busy getting guys that we're going to interview. The vibe here is absolutely insane.
I'm loving it because I've never actually been on the bridge.
So I've been on the bridge a couple of times. I did the Freedom Ride, where you start on the Nelson Mandela Bridge and then you make your way to Soweto and to Vilakazi Street and then back. And and I did the 94.7 Cycle Challenge, and you go over the bridge as well. And every time that I'm in this space, I'm just so overwhelmed
because
it's iconic. It's part of our history, and it's at nighttime. It's lit up in the South African colours in the flag,
we're sitting
in the middle of the city in the night. It's just absolutely exceptional. It's absolutely crazy. Just mad.
Look around.
I'm excited, and we're going to be speaking to the Premier in a little bit. I don't know what the time is. My phone's just gone flat.
It's 23 minutes past 7.
23 minutes past 7, and we're on the
bridge. They should be coming on at 7:30. Well.
There's a lot of traffic around the bridge because there's a lot of congestion getting in here.
Huge.
It's a conversation that we've started, and I'm excited. Like I said, Kerry and I are going to be going through the crowds later and pitching our charity ideas.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that we need to get through. We've got the whole night.
It's not only CEOs on the bridge. There's also students. And scholars. So people that are still in school and people that are studying at university. There's over 1,000 people on this bridge tonight.
I know, it's amazing.
And they're all going to be doing good stuff. Kerry, what did you bring for charity?
Okay, so I've got a bag full of blankets. I have a bag full of clothes. Because we were told to bring one full outfit, which included shoes. So basically that goes into a shop, and they're hanging up all the clothes and all the goods that you're bringing. And then tomorrow, the homeless people in and around the city are going to be invited to come and...
Well, they're opening up the bridge. So the bridge is going to become a shop, basically.
Yes.
And it's going to have a coffee station, a soup station, a sandwich station, and then obviously the charity stuff as well.
We have another guest.
Alan Ford has just come up here.
Well, you know, Brent, sorry, I'm running around here trying to get things done. These things can't happen without the service of others to make it happen. So we've got David Dogan from Community Hours, who's arranged all... the volunteers here on this bridge. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alan. Out of breath, Alan. Make your way back down, out of our studio.
David, thanks, Alan. Hi, Brent. David, it's actually Craig.
Craig, he called you David Craig.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
I've been called worse.
You've been called worse. Well, I'm Brent and this is Kerry, and you're on the good stuff on Cliff Central.
Hi.
What are you doing on the bridge this evening?
So I come from Community Hours. And we facilitated all the volunteers that you see here this evening. So all the students and the exceptional learners that are on the bridge tonight, we assisted in getting those volunteers here this evening. The company itself, what we do on a daily basis is we promote volunteerism in the community.
Oh, amazing. So would you do volunteerism in underprivileged communities? You're helping sort of people?
Absolutely. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get people, especially the youth, to go out of their comfort zone and give back to their communities and go to less privileged communities than they come from and give back and volunteer in those communities.
Man, it's so important because the only way that you can drive the message home that this is the South Africa we live in, and it is, it's staggering. When I do my talks, it's one of the biggest stats that I throw out there. 21% of our population don't eat every day.
Yeah.
And you can only know that if you're made aware of it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the kids that go to privileged schools and whatever, they don't get made aware. They're not in that space where they're learning these things.
Absolutely.
So you're giving them a life skill that will enable them to make a difference as they get older.
Absolutely, 100%.
That's amazing.
Our kids grow so much after volunteering at some of the organizations that they volunteer at.
How do you find the kids?
So we've got a website.
Yes.
It's www.communityhourssa.co.za. The kids can register on that site, and then we have a number of opportunities at any one time. We've got about 100 to 150 opportunities.
Wow.
And the kids are able to then volunteer pretty much every day of the week.
I know a lot of schools, they have to do community hours.
Exactly.
So do you guys do...
100%.
Okay.
So our platform also allows for that. so the schools can get reporting on a monthly or quarterly basis, and the kids can print their certificates that they can actually use for their life orientation.
That's amazing.
Subject,
that's
the module.
Great. Wow.
It is. It's incredible what you're doing. And what are the kids doing here tonight?
So tonight, this year, the CEO Sleepout's a little different. This year, we're doing four leaders for change. So as you've seen, it's not just CEOs out there. They've also brought an exceptional colleague with them. And then we've also got students and learners. So every single CEO is a team of four. It's the CEO, it's a colleague, it's a student, and it's a learner.
Man, it's exciting, and I'm excited to see the conversations that happen on the bridge tonight, where people are working towards great change. Give us that website one more time if people want to register.
Absolutely. So it's www.communityhourssa.co.za.
You want to make a difference. Thank you for being on the show. You want to make a difference.
Thank you.
You want
much.
To get involved. It's you know, if you're looking at the change that needs to be made, it's that simple. Visit the website and register your kids, register yourselves, and start volunteering. We've got Alan Ford back up here. Is he still out?
Wow, he's on a roll.
This is weight loss heaven, up and down running around this bridge. And I'm so hot, actually, because I'm here. That's what you should be doing. I've got to tell you, as I said, so many people coming together, and of course, a huge part of the fabric of magic and entertainment in this country is our South African chefs. I have the president of the South African Chefs Association, Chef Stephen Bellingham, with us. And of course, he can tell you what the magic that they're doing here, from sandwiches to soups. Hey, let the chef take it away.
Chef, come on over. Welcome to our studio. You're on the good stuff on Cliff Central. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that it's a little bit chilly this evening.
It's a little bit more chilly up here, I'll tell you that. But yeah, it's a great view. What a fantastic view.
Welcome to our ice box.
So you guys are putting together all the food and whatnot tonight. What can we expect?
Well, basically what we've got here is we've got a range of soup kitchens. Your choice is soup. And that soup will be served with a bread roll, and that's about it from a soup point of view. We've also got a station, two kitchens, where we're inviting the CEOs to come in and make lunch hampers. They've got to make about 15 lunch hampers in a half an hour period, which will be then give to three children tomorrow.
15 each?
15 each, and they will be paid 10 rand to do that in virtual money.
Yeah, so that virtual money is, like I said earlier on, each CEO has got an e-wallet, and they can only use those e-wallets to purchase coffee or soup or get a blanket or some firewood for the fire by doing activities that are going to get given back to the homeless. I think it's absolutely incredible what you're doing. It's really cool tonight. The vibe here is insane.
The vibe is insane. I'm here tonight as a celebrity chef, I guess, with Seba Holdings and all their cooks and chefs from the company, or at least a handful of them, are doing all the soup kitchens tonight. And, you know, South African chefs are the new rock stars. South African chefs,
yes,
are in demand. They certainly are. Look at me. and these guys are sacrificing and volunteering their time, you know, to get involved. I mean, chefs is not all about sex, drugs, rock and roll, and beautiful food. It's about education and nourishing the nation. And we're very pleased to, as Seba Holdings, to be involved here tonight, to be involved in
so important
in doing what we can.
Yeah.
Chefs feed people.
Yes.
A hungry man is an angry man, and we're here to feed.
Definitely.
Absolutely amazing. And what I think is amazing about this year's CEO Sleepout is the fact that we're going to be opening it up to the homeless tomorrow, that we're going to be giving them lunch packs, that we're going to be paying it forward. And hopefully it just instills something in the learners that are here and in the students that, you know, the biggest thing that the CEO Sleepout has done for me is raise the awareness around the amount of homeless people we have in South Africa.
It's incredible. I didn't know myself, honestly.
It's a scary stat to actually look at it. And tomorrow, when you're on the road, why not tonight pack a lunch pack as well, and you can hand that over to someone in need tomorrow. Chef, thank you for being on the show.
We look forward to
coming in and making some sandwiches later. We're going to come down.
Absolutely, and thanks very much. And again, thanks to all the organizing committees, and thanks to the CEOs for just putting out. Thanks very much.
Awesome. And I think that is a big one that we need to remember, is just to thank everybody that's a part of this day. It cost a lot of money for the CEOs to get involved and to be here. And again, they don't have to. There's no reason for them to, other than the fact that they want to help communities and sort of help in where they are. I think we're going to go to a quick song. This is the good stuff on Nelson Mandela Bridge. are with the good stuff on Nelson Mandela Bridge, and we're here for the CEO Sleep Out 2016, raising 40 million rand in one night. And I actually don't think I'm going to call it cliffcentral.com anymore, because our guests...
The name has got to change.
It's got to change. We're just taking over. Alan, who have we got with us?
Well, let me just tell you something. When we talk about the Princess of Africa here on Nelson Mandela Bridge, you know who can sing, then we know that someone that's going to be doing the national anthem just before midnight is joined us on the bridge, along with one of the top talk show hosts, Ashraf Garda, who's here with us today. But of course, Machaka is here.
Machaka!
Mama, this is your house.
Well, hello, boys and girls. Now, I want to tell you the show has changed from Cliff Central to Chat with Chaka Chaka.
Chat with Chaka Chaka.
Yes, and I'm right here with Ashraf Garda and with Chantel and... And who, Tato, Nontlantla, Vicky, Ashraf, and everybody. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's great to have you here. And we're all here for an amazing cause tonight. Ashraf, you've been a part of it for a while. We've been tweeting. You and I shared Twitter love while we were doing the run-up to this. What does it mean to you to be here tonight?
Well, you know, for me, it's a case of when I was asked to join in as an ambassador, it was a case of, like, does it resonate with me? If it doesn't resonate, I'm not interested, right? And it resonates on two fronts. It highlights the plight of homelessness, which it doesn't solve it in one night. Let's get that right. It highlights it, and if not, we would not be talking about it today, right now. And then it says the solution, the get out of jail card for homelessness, is education. And it certainly does that. If the projected raising of 30 or 40 million rands will come up, then that's critically important. The other thing that's important to me is a movement that I've just started called Champion South Africa. And we want to win the World Cup of Nations. You can't win that World Cup of Nations if you don't have enough champions. And you can't have enough champions if we don't have enough investment into education and into our human resources. And this brings all that together.
It is, and it's a start. It's a start to something. We certainly are not going to wake up tomorrow morning and see a difference in the homelessness population instantly, but time and education is the key to changing the world. Nelson Mandela said that. It was one of the things that he said.
Absolutely. You know, if I could just say one thing, there's a guy called Frank Magwegwe who was genuinely homeless, slept six weeks at Bloemfontein Station, 6 months in South Africa, at Joburg Park in Johannesburg. He's now the head of a division at Momentum, right? And he said, when you're down and out, you don't want a handout. What you do want is people to smile at you. It's important they must acknowledge you as a human being, because most people think they're crooks and they're thieves. And that's the point I think we'll all understand today, to say there are people, this is their normal lives. If you can't help them, at the very least, just acknowledge that they are human beings.
And I think that's an important note. We live in South Africa where there is so much homelessness that sometimes we become numb to it. It's because we see so much of it. And if anything, if you're listening right now and you want to make a change, tomorrow acknowledge someone. You know, we're going to be packing lunches in a bit to hand out to homeless tomorrow. Why don't you pack a lunch as well, and you can hand that out. Yvonne, you're here on the bridge with us as well. What does it mean to you to be here?
Very cold, but you know what? You always want to get out of your comfort zone and come here. This is what I want to tell people out there, those who don't believe in this and those who are sitting out there and criticizing. I think we are here today. We've come out of our comfort zones to want to feel how these people are feeling, but at the end of the day, help them as well. You know, there are young people here. There's Tato and there's Chantel here, young people who are raising funds, getting money for other young students for matric dances and everything. You know, poverty is a lot, as I said, you know, and as Ashraf was saying, we probably will not be able to change the world, but we'll change somebody's world out there. So it's important that we are here today.
One of the things that I believe, and it's something that I carry with me, is if you can change one thing, you have the power to change everything. You really do. It just takes that one small step to thinking a little bit differently, and you have the power to change the world. And tonight, we have like-minded individuals that are in one space. It doesn't matter if it's a bridge. It doesn't matter if it's outside. It's one space where we all want to work towards making a difference in South Africa. We all believe it.
Absolutely. And I want to hear one young person, yeah, or two young people.
Who have we got
telling
here?
Me, we've got Chantel and we've got Tato. Let them tell us, why are they here?
Chantel and Tato, it's great to have you here. I'm going to get you close to the mic. You've got to get super close to these mics. What does it mean for you guys to be here tonight?
To be honest, it's a great experience. I'm ready to just learn a lot. I'm ready to gain some knowledge, gain some leadership skills. But also, most importantly, it makes a difference that I'm actually here, because it just instills that feeling of helping people even more. I've always had a passion for helping people, and this has just made things better for me.
You're gonna be meeting with a lot of CEOs tonight. You're gonna be able to sit down. It's almost like you're in the Shark Tank, where you can pitch them your different ideas. Do you have something in mind that you want to change the world and help South Africa be a better place?
Well, personally, I think I would want to help South Africa being a better place with everyone uniting as one people. Because I think that's the vision Nelson Mandela had when he wanted to unite the country. And I think we also need to, as citizens of the country, have more country pride. I mean, if you visit other countries, you see they have their flags all over on all their buildings. I think South Africa needs to do that. We need to all be proud of our flag, know our national anthem, and be proud as South Africans.
How old are you?
18.
Okay, you might be on the bridge and everything happens for a reason. You are a future leader. And if more people spoke like you and thought like you, South Africa would be a very different place. So I'm excited to sit down and have good conversations with you later.
Thanks.
Incredible.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to start formal proceedings now.
Formal proceedings are starting downstairs. Thank you for joining the good stuff. Thank you. We are on the bridge, and we're going to continue bringing you gripping interviews with everybody who are on the bridge and why they're here and what it means and sort of, you know, what this means. I actually had a tweet of someone who tweeted, and I'm just going to pull it up here when my phone decides to work. Tonight, he brings up a great thing. It's Andy Hadfield from forgood.co.za. For Good is something that I believe in, and it's a great charity. It's a website. I call it a dating site for charities. So basically, they list things. You can go on there. If you have a size 7 shoe that you want to give away, you can go on there and list it, and they'll match you with someone who needs that need. So Andy said, good luck tonight, mate. Important debate your show should host around intention versus interpretation. And it is. It's intention versus interpretation,
that's
right?
That's so true, especially with tonight.
Well, the thing is that the criticism and the people that are talking about it is mostly it's their interpretation of what this is.
And it's okay, though, because we shouldn't really give them airtime, because they're giving us a lot of airtime.
Well, they are, but at the same time, they're giving us the airtime, and we can sort of talk about stuff, you know?
And we should openly.
Totally, totally.
We've got 800 to 1,000 people on the bridge tonight, raising 40 million rand, okay, for different educational causes and beneficiaries and institutions. And there is no other event in the world, I mean, in the country, that can raise 40 million rand in one night, or has raised 40 million rand in one night.
Man, it's crazy.
It is freezing. It is freezing out here. And those of you that are tweeting negatively, sitting in your lounges, nice and warm, under your blankets watching TV, thanks, guys. You guys are amazing.
I got a tweet here that says, good luck to all the schools taking part in the CEO school sleep out. Yeah. You guys are awesome. And it is true. There's 60 schools that are sleeping out. You want to ask what the difference is there. They are raising different products and goods for charities that they believe in. So there's a school that's going to be handing over computers to an underprivileged school. They really are working towards educating people and helping them, which is so, so, so big. We've got a tweet from Mark Palmer. Take my hat off to all those CEOs at the CEO Sleepout. There's a lot of tweets going on here. There's a lot of people that are talking about the CEO Sleepout on the bridge. So there's a lot of photos. It's quite cool.
And just to let you guys know, the school sleepouts are doing exactly what we're doing. They're not indoors. They're sleeping outside. They don't have fancy tents. They're doing exactly what we're doing. One of the requirements is bring a sleeping bag and a box. It's nothing else. You don't have a tent. You're not sleeping in somewhere where it's warm. So the sympathy sleepouts are doing exactly what we are doing outside.
I don't think we're going to understand. We'll never understand what homelessness is, because I'm not, and I'm very lucky for that. But I can tell you for free and for nothing that just being part of this initiative, it's opened up my eyes.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of homeless people in South Africa. There's a lot of, take away the homelessness, there's a lot of poverty. And it's something that it's not just the CEO's responsibility. They're here tonight and they're raising money and that's great. It's also every single South African's responsibility. And when we wake up in our beds tomorrow morning, not you and I, because we won't be in a bed. But when you when you do wake up in your bed tomorrow morning, you know, have a thought for your fellow South Africans that are out there and
sleeping outside.
So there was a story that the Good Things guy brought up a little while ago about a guy living in Cape Town in Sea Point, and underneath his balcony in his apartment complex, so he was on the first floor, and his balcony gave some sort of shade, but it
was shelter,
but it was on the street, was still, you know, and there was a vagrant who had moved in. Kerry's freaking out because there's a train.
No, it's so awesome.
Coming right underneath us. So he had a vagrant that was sleeping underneath his balcony at night. And he wrote a post, and it went on Facebook, and it went viral, and it was all over the place, and people were picking up on it. And they the governing body was trying to get rid of him because
it's so terrible.
And apparently
the people that had lived in that apartment had tried to get rid of him before, and they did.
It's so sad because where else is he going to go, right?
Exactly.
Where's he going to go? A lot of the things, and you'll learn this, and I learned it along the way. It's like seeing a homeless person sleeping during the day. Yes. Do you know why they do that?
Yes, I do. I know even more now.
So it's too cold at night, which is the first reason.
It's not safe.
And it's not safe. Their stuff will get stolen while they're sleeping. So during the night, they try to stay awake, and they try to stay active and moving. And during the day, they try to find a warm spot where they can sort of get a bit of rest and sleep. I have the man with a plan here.
He's, look who it is.
He's just arrived. Gareth Cliff, welcome to our studio. It's a little bit different to what we normally used to.
So, yeah, this is not cozy.
No, it is freezing up here. And, you know, I was saying earlier on that I'm wearing three jackets and I'm still cold. It doesn't help.
It's you've got a good view, though. You've got the best view in the house.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we can see everything that's going on.
You've got the penthouse.
Yeah, no, this is very impressive. I mean, I was walking through the crowd just now and I saw the rich and the famous, and they're all here to make a difference, which is amazing.
That's it.
Yeah, we've been speaking about the cool stuff that they're doing on the bridge this year, that that you can get involved in, making sandwiches, making lunch packs for people, that they're going to be handing out to the homeless. They're literally opening up the bridge in the morning, and every single thing that you see on here, they're giving back to the people who live on the streets. So everything you see,
you better not leave our banners here.
No, because they'll steal them.
They'll turn them into a sleeping bag.
I mean, I like the homeless, but not that much.
Oh, Gareth, I actually don't know if I wanted you on my show. So Gareth, there's been a lot of, and you can weigh in on this because you're great at debates and you're great at formulating your opinion.
Yeah.
There's huge debates on Twitter tonight about the CEO sleep
out. Yeah, there's going to be. There are a bunch of very angry, miserable people who were never going to do anything for homeless people, who have no intention of ever doing anything for homeless people, but want to fight with people who are. These are exactly the same people who complain, oh, those pyramids built off the back of slaves. We've got pyramids. Let's be pleased about that, shall we?
I know. So I played something that your great Monday morning ranter, I don't know if you saw his tweet.
Who was that?
Richard Mulholland.
Oh, yeah.
He put up a video and he was like, guys, it's for charity. They're raising 40 million rand.
Yeah.
What the is wrong with you?
Right.
And actually, if tomorrow you had to wake up and the CEO sleep out did not exist, would it be a bad thing? I can give you 30,000,000 reasons why it would be a bad thing.
Correct.
You know, I I've also said to anybody who's criticizing, if the CEO sleep out falls flat next year because CEOs don't want to take part, it's because of you. So the onus is on you.
These people don't care. They're not the kind of people who've taken responsibility for anything in their lives. Most of them haven't even got a life to speak of. Most of them are pretty much close to being unemployed or unemployable. They're a bunch of rabble-rousing, shit-stirring nobodies.
And we're talking about the trolls on Twitter.
Who will never be the CEO of anything themselves. Now listen, these people down here may be rich and happy and comfortable for every other one of the 354 days in the year.
Yeah.
Right? For this one day,
they
come out here, it's a symbolic thing. We're not trying to change the whole universe. We're trying to make a little piece of this South African country of ours a little bit better. And there are very, very deserving charities that are going to gather considerable benefits as a result of this. I think we should support it. Mm. I can't imagine what kind of mean-spirited, self-absorbed, destructive human being would find fault with things that never involved them in the first place and that can only help people that aren't them.
I love that. That is amazing. Gareth, you're going to go downstairs and start making sandwiches and stuff, right?
Am
you're going to get involved.
Is that what I'm doing?
You're going to make, you have to make 15 lunch packs in half an hour, which we're going to give away to the homeless, the people that really,
can't
really
I,
need it.
Can I burn some berets or something?
You can do that as well. Or you can sell your clothing. You can give away your clothing.
No, I won't be doing that. And please, remember the banners tomorrow. I don't want to lose them, you know.
You're gonna
have homeless people walking around using our banners for shelter.
Oh, Gareth. Thanks for coming to our studio. We look forward to seeing you later. I'm going to come to the Sympathy Sleepout that we're hosting.
Yes, we're hosting our own little outside of the office Sympathy Sleepout. We're all going to be sleeping outside. So you know what? We're not all CEOs there, and we're also doing something good. How are they going to make us feel bad, too?
They can't.
These protesters.
They cannot. They
no,
cannot.
They can't, and I don't care about them at all.
Okay, well, keep warm. Thank you for joining us in our studio. We're on the Nelson Mandela Bridge, and I'm getting rid of the cynical bastard. But he does have a point.
No, I'm very positive about tonight. I think
we
it's
love
gonna
you,
be
Gareth.
A world
thanks for the platform.
Record-breaking success.
Thanks, Gareth. One thing that I do want to mention, even though people are complaining on Twitter, they're assisting to make the hashtag trend, which is causing great conversation.
That's great.
So
lovely.
It's a good thing.
They don't know it's you know, a mob killed Jesus. They didn't know what they were doing either. They were fucking stupid.
We love Gareth. Always controversial. He's on the bridge with us for a little bit.
And don't forget the banners, please.
No, Kerry, that's our job. When we pack up our studio later.
Shh, but we'll have homeless hot dogs.
What?
Homeless people wrapped in our banners. Gareth, we'll have Cliff Central.
Okay, so don't tell Gareth, but we're actually going to give the banners away. we're going to, on the way to the car, when we're taking the stuff back, don't tell Gareth. You can listen to this podcast later. But we're going to take the banners and we're going to give them to homeless people.
For shelter.
Well, they can use it for whatever they want
to. It's great advertising.
That's not the right way to look at this. It's a canvas that they can use
I
to
know,
put on their house.
I
so
know.
We're going to give
the
banners
what?
Away.
There are people that collect old banners anyway, and they make sleeping bags out of them.
There is that
we
great
had them on the show.
There's a great corporation that does that. You know, join the conversation. This is the good stuff on Nelson Mandela Bridge. We are bringing you all the live action.
And we've got people telling us that we're on the news.
We're on the news.
Yeah, this Nelson Mandela CEO Sleepout is on the news now.
It is on the news. What's on Cliff Central? You can just keep on listening to us because we rock. Greg, can we go to another song? And then we're going to get some more guests in. Keep tuned in. We've got one more hour to go, yo. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central, and we're live from Nelson Mandela Bridge for the CEO Sleepout 2016. If you've just tuned in, we are very close to raising our 40 million, apparently. I can hear people talking in the background. They're busy with all the proceedings
the
of the evening.
The mayor is speaking at the moment.
Yeah, that's why he can't be on our show right now. So
yes.
We're not friends with him. but he is on the platform, and they're busy with the proceedings. So if you hear a bunch of noise in the background, it's not fuzziness. There is actually activities going on here. Mm. We've grabbed one of our CEOs, who's Grant, who's on the microphone. Grant, where are you from?
I'm from Joburg, specifically Fed Group, if you're asking about a company.
I was asking about the company, but I'm glad you're from Joburg, so you know the city. Have you ever seen the city like this before?
Certainly not at night like this. It's absolutely beautiful. It's amazing. We we have many privileges, but perhaps one of the privileges of being out on a freezing evening like this is just appreciating how beautiful Joburg is. It's unbelievable.
I think it's one of the things that we do take for granted when we live here is you don't realize what a beautiful city we have. I've been lucky enough to travel around the world, and this, I mean, it's breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking.
And it's something that you walk around cities all over the world, New York, London, whatever it is, and you appreciate those cities at night. But it's seldom that we walk through central Joburg at night, for good reason, of course. But it is just so good to be out here and to see how pretty the city of ours is.
And we are. We're in the center of Johannesburg on Nelson Mandela Bridge. And we're here for a good cause. We're raising money to go towards education. There's three amazing charities, the Usher Trust, Steve Biko Foundation, and Columba, that's going to go to. You're here as a CEO. You've joined the proceedings tonight. What does it mean for you to be on the bridge?
I just think it's something that, as a CEO in South Africa, we need to lead. This country is short of leadership, and I think it's the most... You were talking about traveling, in fact, and as you travel around the world, there are very few countries that are as good as South Africa. But South Africa's got some serious problems, and as leaders, we need to help sort that out. And so the poverty is one of those things. And for me, in order to fix poverty, you need to fix education. And so it's just great. We often sit, even as leaders, we ask, how can I get involved? What difference can I make? And I think this is just a great example. You come along, and it's easy to make a difference this evening.
So were you part of the CEO sleep out last year?
No, this is a first for me.
Okay, so one of the things that we've been able to do, Kerry and myself have been interviewing CEOs for the past 10 weeks to the lead up of tonight. And one of the things that they said is, as much as it raises awareness and it's bringing people together on the bridge in the one night, it is also a massive conversation starter. So here's the reality. You're most probably not going to sleep tonight. You're going to be sitting around a bonfire, and you're going to be talking about how we make South Africa a better place. And a lot of the CEOs, Adam Kraker, who I got to interview from IQ Business, after last year, he took on the plight of homelessness as his own personal project for the rest of the year. And he brought his corporation into that. So I think it might be something that you guys do as well, right?
Absolutely. I think it's just one of those things that, as I said, you want to make a difference, and this evening is just the beginning of that. And perhaps it's a spark. It's that spark that helps you ignite an idea, because we are always asking, well, what difference can I make? And as you're speaking to different people and understanding the problems better, it's just a great opportunity to get involved.
Change one thing, change everything. That's what I believe. You've brought a colleague with you who's standing waiting for the microphone. Pull him in.
Come, absolutely.
Hop into my studio. Who do we have here?
Okay. My name's Bruni Mporo.
And you're also from Fed Group?
No, but I was with Fed Group for a very long time. In fact, I think it's a great thing that I'm here with them on this bridge today, because Fed Group actually gave me my first opportunities in life and all of that.
So I started
with them, sure.
10 years ago, I think it was?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I asked them for some VAC work, and I mean, it's just amazing how supportive they've been. And I mean, yeah, so although I'm not with them anymore, but like really the impact they've had on my life has been outstanding.
So the CEO sleep out this year is a little bit different. They've asked the CEOs to bring what do they call it, a distinguished colleague? Is that it?
Yeah, I think they asked us to bring three people along, and so Brenny's come along as a distinguished colleague, and then we have to bring a learner and a matric pupil.
And then the four of you will become the leaders of change, and that's what they believe. It starts off with a young person to make that difference. And you're here as a distinguished colleague. You're here tonight. What is the feeling about being here? Why are you here?
Look, I mean, I must say, my expectations so far have been exceeded. I must say, like, in my mind, when I thought about, sure, so we're going to be sleeping out on the bridge, it didn't click until I actually got here. And now that I'm here, I realize how cold it actually is, first of all. I really am grateful to be part of this initiative and be able to know that when those homeless guys come through the gates tomorrow to be able to do their shopping, that I was a part of one of the guys that was able to put clothing on that rack.
So you guys have brought your clothing that you've handed over, and are you going to be making sandwiches as well? There's a whole activity station. You don't know what's going on.
We wanted to buy up the sleeping bags, mark them up double price, and sell them to others. But that seemed a little bit opportunistic. So we'll be making sandwiches as well.
So we're going to be making sandwiches, and we're going to open up this bridge tomorrow morning for homelessness and for underprivileged South Africans to come through. It's amazing having you guys on the bridge. I know you want to get down and listen to what the Premier's doing and all of the activities. So I'm going to let you go. If people want to follow your company for whatever reason, where do they find you?
So we're Fed Group, and just go along to our website, fedgroup.co.za, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you so much
for your support and for being here as well.
And it's good to see radio broadcast over the web. It really is really, really cool.
This is what we do. It's cliffcentral.com. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Kerry and I are on the bridge for the CEO Sleepout 2016. I'm going to come find you guys later. We're going to sit around a bonfire. We're going to talk about making South Africa a better place, because I believe we can.
Great. Yes, thank you very much. Look forward to it.
Cool. Check you later.
We can, and we are.
Kerry, I am feeling like there is a spark inside of me. I'm so excited. So we've receiving a little bit of tweets. Twitter's going crazy. Colette Dawson, respect to all those participating in the CEO Sleepout 2016 tonight.
Thanks,
hope you raise lots to make a tangible difference for those who need it. We've also got someone called Butterfly. That is her name. And she said, wishing everyone taking part in the CEO Sleepout 2016 a peaceful night. Good show, Brent, Linda, Q, and Kerry. So, Kerry, people are listening, man.
I know, it's so exciting.
Live on the bridge, and like our two guys just said, they're here, we're broadcasting live. That's technology, 2016.
They were asking how this is happening, because we're sitting raised, we are raised above everybody else and above the trains and train tracks, and there's a lot going on. And they were just wondering how this is all happening. And thanks to technology, we are here and you are listening to us, and this is amazing.
We are amazing. Pashida, who's part of Cliff Central, she said, we are out in full support at the Sympathy Sleepout. Hashtag SA must rise. I'm loving the fact that people are tuning in. We've got a whole bunch of our team that are sleeping out in Sympathy tonight. There's another train coming.
Yes,
underneath us. They are sleeping out with a whole bunch of our listeners that are doing a Sympathy Sleepout. And the basic way that the Sympathy Sleepout works is once you have registered to be part of the Sympathy Sleepout,
listen
to the train. Wow. And it's a long one. I sounded like a kid there. But
I know, it's so exciting.
It is exciting.
It's okay, you can be a kid.
We're above the train tracks.
Yes.
And once you've registered, you had weeks and weeks to register. Once you registered to become part of the Sympathy Sleepouts, you would then go and get five different things. So five different products, five different goods,
items,
whatever it is, computers, clothing, food, and you would give it to a charity of your choice. So you would be helping out in your own way. And there's 60 different companies that are sleeping out tonight, as well as 60 different schools that are sleeping out.
And then we also have a team as well, our Wedding Central.
Wedding Central.
They're all at Summer Place.
On the grass, though,
yes,
or in the parking lot.
Yeah, they are outside.
They're outside. And
it's Lani, but they are outside. So, I'm sure Summer Place was like, sure, you can have our outside venue.
Can I just say that it doesn't matter if a parking lot is in Summer Place or the middle of the
exactly.
city.
Exactly.
It's a parking lot.
Freezing. And what they are doing as well is specifically around female products. So they requested, their products were, it was a handbag. And inside the handbag had to be feminine products, so sanitary wear, roll-on, and that sort of thing, which is really, really stunning. And I think they are going to distribute those on Women's Day, which is in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a huge problem in South Africa,
it
right?
It is, definitely.
It's a huge problem.
Thank you to Wedding Central, which is another show on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.
Carly.
We've got so many shows.
Carly, thank you.
Thank you for arranging that and sorting it out. We look forward to touching base with you guys. We're going to be coming through there at about 9 o'clock after our show. We're going to go and sort of go to all these places before we settle in for the night.
So excited to settle in. Well, you make it sound like we're going to get all cozy in our bed, but we're not.
No, we are out in full force at the CEO sleepouts. I'm just looking at some of these tweets. The mayor says we must focus on the plight of students that have inadequate access to accommodation in his speech. Also, Brand SA are here, and yes, they are collecting all of the books. So we all had to bring books.
Yes, that, we did.
They're collecting the books to give to educational schools. Educational schools. I sound like I'm not educated.
That's okay, Brent. And it's cold.
I think the cold is starting to get to me. Underprivileged schools, they're going to be handing over all those books. If you think about it, there's 1,000 people on this bridge, and each person had to bring a minimum of 2 books.
Yes.
That's 2,000 books that they've collected in one night. Not
exactly.
Bad going.
That's huge.
Not bad going. What books did you bring, Kay?
What books did I bring? Well, when it comes to entrepreneurship, and I believe quite fully in that, I brought Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Poor Dad. Then there was another one. What was it? It's actually an educational book from a while ago. It's I'm gonna have to look. And then I did bring like ladies reading, but not a Mills and Boone. You told me not to bring Mills and Boone.
No, I said you can't bring a Mills and Boone. This is going to school.
Education, exactly. But it's not anything weird. But it's a book.
Brilliant.
Tell me what yours are.
I brought Lance Armstrong's autobiography.
Yes, you see. So there you go.
No, because it's interesting.
No, I know that. So is Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
It's an interesting story.
Definitely,
right? What
I
he's
know.
Been through. And then I brought an encyclopedia on different horses.
I saw.
It's going to kids. Like,
I know. That's amazing.
What if a kid isn't excited about
My
animals?
Little one would go crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Talia would go crazy for it. Because she loves horses and unicorns. She'll probably be looking at it 100 times so that she could try find a unicorn, but it's all in the imagination, huh?
Exactly. Guys, I'm on Twitter and it is going crazy. There's a lot of people that are still criticizing this experience, and I need to tell you something. I need to say it again. If next year a CEO decides not to take part, or the CEO sleepout doesn't take place, the onus is on you. You want to criticize something where they've raised 40 million rand?
Like to see you raise 40 million rand.
Then tell us how else to do it. Tell us what we need to do. And for free and for nothing, they're starting an incredible conversation. There's a conversation being started around this that is so flipping important. Right?
It's huge. It's great. Carry on tweeting.
I think it's a good
carry on putting posts on Facebook and tweeting, and we'll chat.
It's a great debate.
It's
an important debate, and it really is. It's one that we need to bring into the forefront. I said it earlier on, 21% of South Africans don't eat every day. That is a reality. 53% of South Africans have to choose between grabbing some lunch or a taxi to get to work. That is the reality. The state of the nation. And if this brings that to the forefront, and tomorrow you angrily wake up and you want to make a difference, please go and do it. Go and give someone a sandwich, give someone a job, give that 5 rand to the car guard. Do one thing, change one thing, and change everything. That's what I believe.
And like we've said as well on our past shows, put a blanket in your car, a jersey, socks, a beanie, a scarf, a shirt, something. Stop at a robot, and when you see someone that is cold, standing outside, exposed to the elements, give it to them.
You taught me that, and that's one of the things that I've consciously done now. I keep a little bit of clothing in my car. We all have excess clothing.
Yes.
We all have stuff that we haven't worn in 2 or 3 years.
Brent, you know how easy it was for me to put this outfit together? We were told to bring an outfit, a pair of shoes. I had to have a pair of shoes. It took me literally 5 seconds to put this together. And I was like, you know what? I haven't worn these pants in a year. Why are they still in my cupboard? It's fine. It's okay. I'm giving them away. So it was a shirt, a jersey, a knitted top as well, a pair of shoes that I've never worn that were very expensive. But you know what? I'm not wearing them. Someone else can.
And that might make the difference, Kay. Someone might come into the charity shop tomorrow. Listen to the trains.
I love it.
It's like we're playing at a railway station. It's absolutely crazy.
That was like another train pushing a train.
I feel like a kid, man.
I know.
So tomorrow someone might come in to the charity store.
Yes.
They might pick up your outfit or someone else's outfit. It doesn't matter sort of who it is. But they might pick up your outfits, and that might be the catalyst to them being able to go to a job interview.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, because that's exactly what I had in mind when I chose it. So it's a pair of pinstripe pants, like semi high heel shoes, a proper knitted top, and a jersey that can go with that. So when I had that in mind, because we have put we've put stories on the show about that. You know, it's we've got educated people sleeping on the streets. They cannot go to job interviews because they don't have the right clothing. They don't look right for the part. And that's exactly it. They can come into our shop tomorrow, and they can choose an outfit for an interview.
Man, I like the way you think, and I'm glad that you did that. It's so important, because you've just said something which we could focus on, and that's that every single person on the street has a story.
Exactly.
They all have a story. They all come from somewhere. They could be educated.
And there are so many homeless people on the streets as well, here in the inner city, that are hidden. We don't know where they are. But it was Kim, actually, that blogged about it.
So Kim is one of our contributors.
Yes.
She comes onto The Good Stuff. The Good Stuff is Kerry and my show. We do it every Tuesday at 10 a.m. There's a bit of a plug there. So if you're hearing us for the first time and you want to get a show with feel-good news, you can tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. And that's what we do. We just bring you good news. So we know what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're like consultants.
We're the
good
news gurus.
The good news gurus. And Kim is a paramedic in Johannesburg.
In the inner city.
She's got a blog, which is absolutely amazing. She's been on the show a couple of times, and Kerry is obsessed with her blog. So what were you going to say?
Because she works in the inner city, so Yeovil, Heilbrow, Central, she really, really goes deep. And she said that the homeless people that we know about and the ones we see when we drive through the inner city, those are the ones we can see. But there are the others that we don't see and that we don't know about and that nobody even touches on. And she wants to expose them. She wants to get them support, and she wants to get them donations as well.
So there's the most amazing noise.
Sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
It's the trains. That noise that you can hear, it's not interfering with anything.
It's coming.
It's a train that's underneath us. We're live from the Nelson Mandela Bridge. So there's this Facebook page that has recently opened, which I just is absolutely incredible. It's from Johannesburg, South Africa.
We were chatting about it in the car
on the way here. It's called I Have a Name, and it's all about giving homeless people a name. I'm going to read you a post from here that went viral on Tuesday, and I'm going to give you this post. Have a listen to what it says. I've been on the lookout for her since I started this page just over a month ago. She can usually be found working the traffic lights at the intersection of Leslie and William Nickel. A small lady, wheelchair bound, shaking a small rusted tin can, accompanied by a sober-faced teenage boy. Her name is Maria Sante. With introductions over, I quickly realized that her English is almost non-existent, and I struggled to piece together her story until a kind construction worker comes over and translates it for us. We live in Alex. It's just Johnny and me, my grandson. Johnny is 15. His parents are dead. So he does not go to school. We come from Zimbabwe. I was in an accident. A bus and a taxi. Kapoof. She knows me. She shows me smashing her right fist and her left fist. I lost my legs. Before I got a wheelchair from the clinic, I was crawling around, dragging myself over the ground with my hands. She points to the right wheel. I have only this one, and the wheel is starting to give problems now. She asked then permission to take a photo, and she listed her story on a Facebook page. That story has been shared over 10,000 times, and that gave someone who was homeless a name. I've got Alan Ford that's come back up. He's running around the bridge getting me interviews and bringing people up here. Yeah, Alan, it's great to have you back in my studio.
Brent, and again, one of the most beautiful studios as we look across Johannesburg. Now, Brent, let me tell you something interesting. As you know, proceedings are happening right now. On stage is everybody, Leanne Manis, Carolyn Stain, the Premier, number of MECs. There's the train coming right under us. Isn't it brilliant? But most importantly, it is incredible to see CEO of Vodacom, Absa Barclays, the CEO of RAM, CEO of Blue Label, the CEO of Nedbank, the CEO of Sun International. They're all It is incredible. It's a collective group of people. If I say this to anybody, if you really want to make a difference in terms of your own business life, forget the golf course, spend the money and be here. Any company that's not is missing out in a big way.
I just want to say before you introduce our guest, one of the biggest things is the CEOs that are here chose to be here. They've got CSI projects. They are doing all sorts of things already. They are looking after different companies and charities and organizations. They have chosen above what they do to be here tonight, to be a part of this incredible initiative that is working towards raising 40 million rand.
Now, my Esther Pizzo spends every single day on the streets of Johannesburg selling an incredible newspaper called Hope Talk. Now, they're selling it. There's Yusuf Abramjan in the background. Where are Yusuf?
Yusuf, can you keep it down? Sorry, we're just trying to do a live show here. Can you just keep it down a little bit?
Hold on, let's see what he said.
Brand ambassadors, fellow South Africans.
It's the honorable.
Yusuf Abramjan, yeah, correct. We'll get him a little bit later. But my Esther has got this phenomenal and sells it. How much do we sell this for on the streets?
It depends. Sometimes you sell 10, 20, 15.
It is South Africa's homeless voice. It's called Hope Talk. And we're selling it here, so the CEO's got to pay $10. But the that card thing.
Yeah.
So they've got to go work. But what Cliff Central's going to do for you today is that we want 20 of them, and we're going to sell them on the streets for you. So I'm going to now give you 200 Rand.
Yeah.
Okay. So that there's your 200 Rand. You need to give me 20, and we're going to sell them for you tomorrow on the streets. But now, at least, and that money we're going to give to someone else. So that's for you.
Oh,
that's from Cliff Central. Okay. So we're going to sell 20 newspapers.
So I just want to understand.
I love it.
You sell the homeless talk every day. That's your job.
Yes, my job.
That's your job, and you get the homeless talk. It's your newspaper. This, so maybe you don't know what it is, but they sell this on a weekly basis. That's out in the streets, and you buy it for a certain price, and
yes.
You sell it for a certain price, and you get to keep the difference.
Yeah, that's
how you make your living, and that's your job.
Can I ask you, Ma? Do you live on the streets, or where do you stay?
You know what? I was living on the street years ago. Ne? I was a homeless. So since I get this job for the newspaper, I did get a place to stay. But even now, I still feel like I'm homeless because it's not my place. I'm renting there. Because when the owner of the yard said to me, jump, I'll ask her,
how high?
Jump how high. So I have to jump.
But tell me about what was it like living in winter on the streets?
Thank
you. When you lived on the streets, winter must have been very difficult.
Woo! Very bad because the other people, they die. You know, even now I'm strong. I'm very strong. The others, they die.
It is tough. It's a tough situation to be in.
Tough, really.
So I appeal to anybody listening that if you see people selling these magazines and these newspapers, give it a thought, because these are proud people. You're a proud South African.
Yeah, yeah.
And you love your country. And look what you've done for yourself. Just by doing this, you've got a place to stay.
Yes.
You're great.
Yeah.
And I think you're phenomenal. Thank you for joining us.
Man, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Most importantly, a prayer that goes out to everybody that sleeps on these streets in Johannesburg, and we think about them, and we're proud of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You get the award of it. And so I need 20 of these. I'm going to sell them now in the streets.
You're right.
We're going to sell them. And guess what we'll do? We'll take them back when we go back to
Cliff Central in the morning.
And we're going to sell these guys. I'm going to be peddling tomorrow. Good Lord, Leb's peddling.
You and I, outside the studio.
Thank you, my Esther, it's awesome. So as you can see, there's lots of things happening. Brent, another phenomenal initiative. We don't have Carolyn Stein here, but they do a very similar thing. It's called the Gogo Trust.
The Gogo Trust.
Yes. And
I'm sorry, but he doesn't look like a Gogo.
No, he's not a Gogo. He's actually a nice-looking chap. Don't worry, honey. Just put your mouth on. Okay. So please introduce yourself for us.
How's it, guys? My name is Mike Walker, and I'm the founder of the Gogo Trust.
And Mike, thank you for joining us on the Good Stuff on the Bridge.
Can I tell you what happened? So Gareth and I were all the other side of the bridge, and we took pictures. We'll post them. Of these, I think about 8 Gorgos busy knitting beanies, and hopefully they'll sell them at the
knitting beanies on the bridge.
Yeah. That is amazing. And tell us about the Gogo project, because this is what's phenomenal. His grandmother knitted him a beanie, and he started this project after his gran, which is a great story. Tell us about it.
Tell us the story.
So my gran knitted me beanies, and my mates kept stealing the beanies from me, and I just saw the joy that she got out of knitting a beanie. So the next thing I decided was to get her to train underprivileged ladies to teach them to knit. And then I sold the beanies to corporate companies. And we started in 2009. And we've been going since then, eh? We've knitted over 40,000 beanies.
40,000 beanies?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, 40,000 beanies, and we've pushed back probably about 5.5 million rand to the communities.
5.5 million rand. Break.
Yeah. Wow.
And the thing is, it's not a charity. The ladies earn the money. So
yeah, that's an incredible thing.
It's empowering. So
they're really cool.
Yeah. They're cool, and
what do you sell them for?
So we sell the beanie for 85 rand.
Can we buy one now? You got one ready for us?
I've got beanies.
I've got money in the pocket. Okay,
I'm excited, Alan. I'm going to come down with you.
Absolutely,
Hercules,
guys.
Hercules.
So tonight's all
so
about...
I am so invigorated.
Yeah, tonight's all about trying to get our story out there. And thanks to you guys for telling our story. It's important, you know. And we're empowering ladies to work. It's not about giving money away for free. It's about giving them an opportunity to work. And in that opportunity, they get a bit of pride and feel great about themselves. So.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, right, is to empower each other as South Africans. On a night like tonight, it raises awareness about citizens in South Africa. It raises awareness about homelessness, poverty. We've got all these things in South Africa, but we're faced with so much of it that makes us numb. We become numb to what's happening around us. And with projects like yours, you're not just taking people. What is the saying? Give man a fish and he'll eat for a day. Teach them how to fish and they'll eat forever.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
And Brent, his grandmother teaches these ladies how to knit. Some of them who don't know how to knit.
Wow.
And so him and Carolyn stay in the 67 Blankets. It's a very similar project. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get them to connect, to work together.
Please yeah, do. Exactly. Caroline's become a good friend of mine, and what she's doing is absolutely phenomenal for South Africa.
So I've for a long time wanted to hook up with her, and I knew she was going to be here tonight. So that's one of the reasons being here, to meet important people and just say, hey, let's do something together.
I'll set you up, brother. I'll set you up.
Man, I've got goosebumps, because that's also what tonight is about. It's about connecting like-minded people to make a difference in South Africa. I'm actually like a little kid on Christmas. I'm so excited.
And really, this bridge looks like a Christmas cake. I love it. And of course, your team is it's all happening here. Well, I mean, listen, we've still got quite a bit of time left with the broadcast. We've got about another half an hour. Unfortunately, we'd be battling a little bit to get people, because everyone's engaged in this big proceeding that's happening here. And of course, there you hear Yusuf Abramji. Let's listen to it for a second. And then I see Consul Glass, beautiful stuff, magic stuff. So thank you, Consul Glass.
Thank you, Consul Glass.
They're going to walk with lanterns.
They've come to deliver solar-powered lanterns. And again, tomorrow, this will get given to all the homeless people. Everything on this bridge is getting given back to the society.
Guys, I've got to tell you something. So Brent, it's so interesting to see the people out there and people saying how proud they are to be here. You know, sometimes this is what I thought, because I'm not the smartest oak in the world, but this is what happens. I think to myself, oh, would I really want to do this? Would I really want to hang, you know, with all these people in the freezing cold? Would I want to do this? And let me tell you something. I can't wait to do it every single year. This is such an honor. I'm so electrified by the capacity that's sitting on this bridge, Brent. And I tell you guys, little things like this change the world. It is exactly what I said this morning. It's a drop in the ocean that creates the wave of change. And that is it. You know, so that is so cool. So I love it. I'm so thrilled. And Gareth's running around. And
everybody,
get him on the stage.
It's,
you know?
It's really, it's quite vibrant down there, and there's a lot going on, and it's only going to pick up as the night sort of goes. There is, I have to address this because it is quite controversial. There's a lot of stuff happening on social media with slacktivists and a lot of people who are A slacktivist is someone who sits back and tweets and doesn't really do anything.
Oh, so bored.
Yeah,
so
they're going to be haters.
So there's the haters and there's all these opinions that are being shared. But what the CEO Sleepout has done is created a national conversation. It is something that has got everybody speaking. Whether you're for it or against it, you're talking about it. And hopefully tomorrow you'll get up off of wherever you are and try to change your own surroundings to make the community and someone around you better. It's not the CEO's job. They're here today, they're here tonight to make a difference. They've chosen to be here, but it's not their only job. It is every single South African's to help each other.
So is Tanya Surat at the in Sandhurst?
Yes, yes, she's at our Sleepout.
Okay. So what's happening there? Let's try to get them on the line. Can we hear? Let's hear. How are you, Tanya? You're live on air. What's happening there? What's happening that side of the world? You're live on air. What's happening? Oh, hi guys. Well, I've got to tell you, the magic is happening on this bridge, and we cannot wait to join you there later. Brent will be running to different corporates that are doing
Tanya, I'm coming to see you guys. I'm going to be there. I have to be back on the bridge by midnight, because otherwise I'll turn into a pumpkin.
Oh, I'm already a pumpkin. Let's not even get there. Tanya, what's happening that side? Tell us. Tanya, are you there?
Kevin.
Yeah, who's speaking? Who's that?
Guys?
It's Ben.
Hi, Ben. Ben, of course.
Ben Karpinski, the sportsman who tomorrow, just so you know if you're listening.
Do you want me to talk? What do you need me to do?
I'm not. Yeah, tell us what's happening.
Right now, we're just eating. We're frying. People are sitting at their cardboard in various places. The vibe's really good. It's not too cold just yet, so I think it's going well.
Things are very good. And how many people have we got there at the moment?
Probably 50. Maybe 40.
Which is absolutely magic, Brent. And, of course, you guys are coming together. So we're all this side. I've got to tell you, it's cold up here. But it's looking the beautiful city of Johannesburg. And as you can hear in the background, the proceedings are going on. But we're going to find more incredible, inspirational stories. We're going to leave you guys there. And, how's it from Johannesburg CBD? We'll see you a little bit later. Cheers.
So Ben couldn't hear me because we literally phoned him and we put the phone by the microphone.
But they can hear us there.
They can hear us there. And Ben is listening now. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be on the Gareth Cliff Show at Hopper 6. There's not going to be any sports. No, I'm joking. Ben will kill me.
I'm the one that should be doing the sports. But I have to tell you, I'm proud to say to everybody, I've been running up and down this bridge. I seriously lost 4 kilos. No, you can't eat anything.
Well, Alan, I'm going to send you one more time because we need one more interview before
the show ends.
We've
got magic still happening. And guys, listen, this is such a great cause.
You're with the good stuff, and we're on the bridge with the CEO Sleepout. We are live from Nelson Mandela Bridge. It is the CEO Sleepout 2016, and we're here to raise money. It's a fundraiser. It's a bunch of CEOs that have come together, like-minded people, to talk about things and to spend the night coming up with great ideas on how we just make South Africa better, Kay.
Leaders for change.
Leaders for change. My toes are so cold.
I know, and I can't even feel my nose running.
We've just checked the weather app, and apparently it's 7 degrees currently.
I think it's colder up here because
we're elevated.
And there's wind.
All right, so there is a lot of background noise. You're going to hear a bunch of stuff coming. Yusuf Abramji's off the stage, so it's a little quieter. But we do have a bunch of people and proceedings that are happening. And they're just sort of talking about what it means, what the CEO Sleepout is all about, why it matters.
Yusuf just said as well, and I don't know if you spoke about it. in terms of the people that are very negative about this whole event, he said, the dogs will bark, but the caravan will keep going.
He's a man of great words. Great words.
I thought that was quite fitting.
Look, it is controversial, and I've said this a couple of times. Twitter's going crazy, right?
I know.
Twitter is going absolutely crazy, but here's the reality. We're trending at number one as the CEO sleep out, and I would say 50% of the tweets are 50% of the tweets are for the CEO sleep out.
Yes.
And 50% of them are, they're just against us.
Yeah.
No one's really giving any feedback on how we could make it better. And I said this before, if we wake up tomorrow morning and the CEO sleep out no longer exists, and we put that 40 million rand back in the CEO's pockets,
yeah,
then that's your responsibility.
Exactly.
You critiqued it and tore it apart. And that will change us.
You know what? So last year, and this is personally, when all of this was happening and they were sleeping on William Nicol corner of, and was it Rivonia and Greyston, in Sandton, and there was a whole lot of controversy around it as well. And I was a little bit on the fence because I didn't understand. I didn't understand what they were doing, and I didn't know why. Do you think our scaffolding is falling down?
There's just been a big loud bang, and it's not like a gunshot. It's a bang on our scaffolding, and I felt it move.
Anyway, so on a happier note, I was on the fence because I didn't quite know what it was about. And then someone educated me, and I was like, wow, okay, he had these CEOs with lots of money, and I thought they were all in their fancy, you know, tents and sleeping bag. It is not like that at all. This is them slumming it. Regardless of where they come from, how much money they have, the cars they drive, these guys are outside and they are sleeping. Well, we're not sleeping because it's too cold to sleep. We're on Nelson Mandela Bridge and they are giving back.
Gareth Cliff said it early on. For 364 days of the year, these guys are living cushy. They're privileged. And for
I'm sure none of these guys have ever been camping before either.
No. And they take one night off to do a little bit of good. Their companies have CSI projects. So they're currently doing stuff for the community.
Yeah.
They don't have to be here and they are. And I am honored and privileged and I feel fantastic to be part of such an incredible
I am loving life.
It's amazing. We will, tomorrow morning when we wake up, homelessness might not be over and there will still be poverty in South Africa, but there will be 40 million rand injected into educating our future leaders.
And 500 of those homeless people in and around the city will be blessed with blankets, clothes,
could be food. More, Claire. Could be more. It's,
way
not, a,
more.
It's not a number.
Look
they're
at all of
they're
this.
Opening the bridge.
Exactly. And look at all of this. You know what? They can come in and they can do whatever they like. They can take stuff away. Whatever they need, they can take.
So every single person, there's 1,000 people on the bridge tonight, and every single person had to bring a full outfit, jackets, jerseys, shirts, pants, shoes, socks, underwear, the whole toot, you had to bring it, and a blanket, and two books. And that will all go get given back to charity.
Not only that, our studio is a shack. Our studio, we are sitting in a shack. We are raised above the bridge. We are in what could potentially be someone's new home. What are you doing to make this
country better? It's overwhelming to actually think that.
So we are sitting in someone's home. Tomorrow this will become someone's house.
Wow. Very cool. We're with the CEO sleep out. It's just the noise in the background is actually just, I've got goosebumps because it's so inspiring. Alan Ford is running around the bridge. He's running around the bridge looking for guests. And I don't know if he's brought people or if he's just come up to say hi.
Gee whiz, I tell you, this is one of the most phenomenal speeches I've heard from the Premier.
What is going on down there?
Well, first and foremost, he said very clearly that anyone that is going to criticize from their warm beds have nothing to say. He said it's time that government takes their responsibility and business takes their responsibility because government's not doing enough and business not doing enough. So it's time we start how we're going to do it together.
Put it together.
He says he's not going to leave tonight. He wants to see every single...
you know, have a meeting and chat to every single... He's not sleeping. He says he put his fancy shoes because they're for endurance, because he's going to be up and down this bridge. He says he will see every CEO tonight, and he wants to know from every single CEO what they need to make this place better. That is a very cool speech, and I've got to tell you, I'm very proud of our Premier of Gauteng. This is
I was listening half and half while I was talking. It was like a double whammy.
I know.
I've got goosebumps because this is change in the making.
Yes.
Now, I asked Tatsu to come back up here because as a young South African who's going to be like a mega, because he's making a documentary, he's going to be a mega like media mogul. What has this done for you as a young person in this country?
Well, it made me realize that we actually have a very important problem of poverty in our country, and that we're very desensitized to many homeless people. We just see them, and because it's such a common thing, we're always seeing homeless people everywhere, and we've just, like, we've lost all empathy.
And you know what's great? It's just that we, young, old, people of all... They've just made 31 million rand.
We've just made 31 million rand.
In the bank account.
That is unbelievable.
That is not the stuff that people are doing through the sympathy sleep out. The guys all at... it's really incredible stuff. Tato, coming back to you again, it inspires you. Anyone can help in this country. That's the point of civil society, don't you think?
Yep, that's true.
Tell me one other thing. You're doing a documentary. What is it all about?
Okay, well, I have this art project for school, because I take art. And
which school do you go to?
RAND Private Schools.
Okay, great.
Yep. Okay, so basically, I was inspired by my grandparents. They are both different races, and they were married during apartheid. And my grandmother's Indian, but she's been basically living as a black person since she was 16.
Okay.
So every time people ask her, like, what race are you, she would say that she's African. Because she speaks African languages, obviously.
But we are African, aren't we?
Yeah, we are all African. Sorry, so the idea of my project...
Besides the Australian consulate on this day.
Yeah. So the idea of my project is that to show that to be an African, you don't have to be black. Everybody in South Africa is an African, and anyone can identify as an African, and that actually these racial classifications actually divide us. We shouldn't need to have them.
How old are you now?
18.
Okay, listen to me. When you become the Premier of Gauteng, come and say hi. Don't forget us little people. I'm not like I've ever been little, but hey. Thank you for joining us. Tato, brother.
Okay,
thank you, my brother. This is the magic that's happening.
Just crazy. I just received a tweet from Rionette, making a difference again. Four leaders for change, listening from this side. Rionette, we're glad that you tuned in. She's part of Cliff Central, so she's just tuning in tonight and doing her part.
And of course, we've got Gareth Cliff tomorrow morning on the breakfast show, doing his magic. He's walking up and down. Gareth can't be on the stage. He's running around with the people.
He's running around
with the people. He doesn't stop.
I'm going to be...
They keep saying, is Gareth here? I'm like, of course, just find him somewhere. He's walking around, saying hello to all the people, doing his thing.
Cindy Mundeau is listening all the way from Ireland as well. She's listening in. She's tuning in. Thank you for tuning in and showing that you care. If you guys want to be part of the change right now, if you want to do something to make a difference, then do it. One of the biggest things that I say in life is action. Action something. If you, man, get onto a website, hand over a bit of time or money to charity. It's not always about the cash. If you have expertise in something, you can hand that over as well.
Time.
You can do that as well.
Time is money. So, time is important.
It's about making a difference. It's not just about sleeping on a bridge. If you have some sort of expertise to do something, get involved. It's all about doing good. Hashtag do good, right?
Definitely.
That's what we say.
31 million rand so far.
Okay, so that means that we've raised 31 million rand with everybody in the bridge.
Yes.
That's not taking into account all the other avenues that they have.
Exactly.
I hope we reach 40.
I'm sure we will. We've got many hours left to go, and people are tweeting. I mean, people are SMSing. So you can donate by SMSing.
And as far as I understand, the SMS, we can find out what the code is.
Yeah, we've got to get it now.
But that SMS line, you can get it on Vodacom's Twitter. They waived 100% of the fee, so it all goes back to education.
All of it. And wow, it's 10 rand, wow, 10 rand a message.
So absolutely incredible. I cannot believe our show is nearly done. We got like 10 more minutes to go.
How awesome is that? We got an extra hour today.
So Kerry and I fight for that in the studio. We always want an extra hour. We're like, we got too much good news. There's too many things happening in South Africa that we need to talk about. Really good stories.
And we've interviewed so many amazing people so far in 2 hours.
Well, today has been amazing. Yeah. Tonight's been amazing. We got to meet some really incredible people on the show and find out why they're part of this incredible initiative. And like I said, I'm honored and privileged just to be in the same space as them. Kerry and I are treating this like Shark Tank. We're going to go pitch all our charity ideas and all our good news ideas to every single CEO. The Premier thinks he's going to have interviews with them. I'm going to have interviews with them. I'm going to want to speak to them and tell them about all the good stuff that we can do in South Africa. I'm bursting with inspiration and excitement. Just saying.
And we have many hours to go.
We have many hours to go.
Nobody's sleeping. Not if we have anything to do with it.
As soon as we're done here, Kerry and I are hopping into an Uber van and we're making our way around Joburg to some of the 60 different locations. There's a location in town that I'm super amped to get to. It is the student leader for student accommodation here in Braamfontein, South Point. If you've seen it before, it's like an orange and blue logo and they control most of the apartments that are in the Braamfontein area. And tonight, what he's put together in one of the parks in the CBD is to have an actual sleep out. You can't really call it a sleep out, but it's part of the initiative. So he's put together a soup kitchen for homeless, underprivileged people that live in the CBD. A safe space for them to get a good night's rest. He's giving them blankets and pillows and sleeping bags and a meal. And he's literally put this together. And he's going to be interviewing people. We're going to hear all about it. There's helicopters flying above us.
And drones and everything.
And there's drones flying above us. And there's trains underneath of us. It's very overwhelming. I can't wait to get
hustle
down onto the
and bridge. Bustle and lights and noise and people talking and wow.
So if I can paint a picture of what's happening on the bridge, all of the CEOs and the students and the scholars have left the center area where they were doing the talks with the Premier and talking about how much money they've raised. And they're all moving around the bridge to different parts. There's a couple of bonfires that are there and everybody's sitting around the bonfire on the floor, just around. And then there's these little activation hubs.
Yes.
Where you can make sandwiches for the homeless or sell your clothing where they give you fake money and then you can give it back and there's all these things
this
happening.
Is not a party and they did say that in all the communication this is not a party by any I don't know like this is not a party at all people are here getting involved making sandwiches food soup kitchens the clothes the books the blankets. It's amazing.
It's absolutely incredible.
And we've still got so many hours to go.
So we're going to be here, and I'll be live on Facebook. You can catch everything there on Twitter as well, Brent Lindeq. One of the things that we couldn't talk about before, because it was quite a top secret thing, is on the bridge tonight, they've got these spaces called reflection benches.
Yay.
There's one actually
right
there, Claire.
Right
there's one
here
there.
Underneath us.
So it's called a reflection bench, and it looks like a stock standard wooden bench, right? If you look down at it, it looks like one of those benches that you see in a park that people can sit on.
Yeah.
It's actually not. It's an invention that they've created that the bottom where you sit on lifts, and it gives you shelter.
What?
If you are homeless, hopefully this is something that we can bring on board and we can bring into South Africa. But it's something that they have here tonight. And they're going to be giving all these benches away to the city as well.
I need to go have a look.
Go have a look. The bottom of the bench lifts, so it gives you shelter from the rain, from the weather. And it actually gives you like a little bit of a lip that you climb into. And you're able to sleep.
That is incredible. We need to go take photos.
We are. We're going to go to the reflection bench and take a couple of photos. Alan Ford is back.
He's back.
I can't keep running up and down this place.
Well, that's sort of the last time, right?
I'll tell you something interesting is that they're all now going on a walkabout. They're going to some schools where people are sleeping in the area.
We're going. We're part of that.
Well, they're going.
No. We're going to follow them.
We're on our way.
Guys, it's hard for me to get everybody because everyone's doing this walkabout tour. As I said to you, things are happening. So just Leanne Manis, the Premier, the Mayor, really some special, special things are happening in and around this part of Johannesburg.
But we've got Bridget.
Hi.
Hi, Bridge.
Hello, Bridge.
Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the good stuff.
Nice to be here.
You're on the bridge tonight. You're part of the communications company that sorted the CEO sleep out.
The glass house.
The glass house. But it's not just about that, right? You're here because you're passionate about helping and giving back to South Africa.
About making a difference.
Making a difference.
About standing up to be counted. About making other people realize that homelessness is a real issue.
I think that's the biggest thing, and it's something that I'm so honored to be a part of, because we are raising that awareness. And I say it again, there's been huge criticism, and it's sort of this conversation has been started on Twitter. And if tonight didn't happen, that conversation wouldn't exist, which exactly. I think I'm quite excited about.
And you know those people that are sitting in their warm lounges watching television, or their heaters are on. What are they really doing?
And Bridget, that's why the Premier was so correct in saying that don't criticize. Keep quiet, stay in your bed and hush. But do something, you know, but don't be negative about this, because 31 million rand, that's the total. Can you imagine what we're going to reach? I think easy we're going to hit the 40.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be brilliant. And again, Glasshouse, thank you, because if the media doesn't have the access and the right communication channels to be able to have this accessibility, like people who've used, like yourselves, we just wouldn't be able to spread the word. And this is going to go around the world. It's going across South Africa with all the media people that are here. Brilliant.
Thank you. I'm going to come downstairs later and we're going to sit around a bonfire and talk about how we can work together to make South Africa better.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I'm passionate about. That's what I'm passionate
And that's Bridget
about.
From the Glasshouse. Magic, magic stuff. So,
that's it, Alan. No more running around for you.
I'm so hot because I've been running up and down. I'm sweating. I've lost 4 kilos.
You've lost 4 kilos, and he's brought us amazing interviews tonight.
I want to apologize. You know, obviously, due to proceedings, we the Premier had agreed to join us. So did the Mayor, and so did various MECs and personalities.
But we're going to get them on Twitter. We're going to get them on Twitter. We're going to do a couple of interviews from wherever we find them during the evening. So if you want to follow any of the action, Cliff Central Commons, where it's happening, or myself, Brendan Nicue. Alan, you're going to be on the bridge the whole night, right?
I'm going to be running around a little bit. I'm going to go definitely to join the team. Everyone waiting for me there at Summer Place. We're sleeping in the lawn. I wish people would get it, because everyone goes, really fancy, you're sitting at Summer Place. No, we're out in the lawn in the cold. Just that's a place that provided. And the wedding ladies, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks to Wedding Central. Carly from Wedding Central.
Yeah, and Zandi, that's excellent stuff. And most importantly, thank you for this, Brent, the good stuff that you do. Okay, and the good stuff that people like Rena Broomberg and Gareth Cliff and all the guys at Cliff Central, on behalf of Johannesburg and South Africa, we thank you all.
We thank you all, man. And we're going to leave Alan on that note. Alan, I'm going to come down and run around with you in a couple of minutes. I just want to say, Kerry, sort of in conclusion, guys, tonight is a massive night. And for us to be a part of it, for you to be listening, is just absolutely phenomenal. I want to thank you for all the good stuff that you're doing. And again,
thank you for getting involved and your support.
If you're not on the bridge, and if you're not tweeting or sending money towards this cause, understand that you need to do something for some cause. South Africa is in a dire state. It's really just something that we need to focus on. And if anything can come from an evening like this, it's raising awareness about where we stand as South Africans. A lot of us get lost in our bubble. We wake up in the morning and we climb into our cars by ourselves, and we push our buttons, and we leave our houses, and we drive in the roads, and then you get to your office, and you're in this bubble where you don't actually realize the reality of what South Africa is. And if I have to push it, I'll say it again, 21% of South Africans do not eat every day. Mm-hmm. And out of those 21%, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of children. And a cause like this is raising money and awareness that is going to just help tenfold over. In 20 years' time, we're going to look back and we're going to remember what tonight did and how it raised so much money for an incredible cause. It is important. I want you to know that it is every single South African's responsibility to look after each other, to make a difference. I am freezing.
I am freezing as well. But you know what?
I've 3 jackets on. Yeah. I have a scarf. I've tried to make myself as warm as possible.
it's not happening.
It's sobering to think that even though I am in the position I'm in and I have this clothing, there are fellow citizens in our community that don't have socks on. And I will make it my life's mission to just better South Africa. And I wish that every South African would do the same.
As cold as I am now,
I would do this again tomorrow.
Man, it's so important. It's so, so, so important. I want to thank you for listening. My name is Brent Lindekew. I'm the good stuff guy. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Brent Lindekew. I'm the good things guy. I'm just the good guy. And we've got Kerry Stain with us. She's the good news girl. We have a show every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Cliff Central. We bring you good news. Kerry?
Yes.
Closing thoughts.
I am very, very honored to be here, first of all, and share this opportunity with all of these people, because it is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to change South Africa, and these are change makers. These are leaders for life. And to all the students, and there are homeless people here on the bridge.
We're going to meet them. We're going to
yes,
go interview them.
Yes, they are. And I'm just, you know what, I would do it tomorrow and the day after, and I actually can't wait for next year to double what we have raised tonight. We've raised 31 million rand, and we've still got many hours to go.
I want you to, when you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
Not you.
I'm not going to sleep.
Our listeners, when you wake up in the morning.
I know what you're going to say. That's why I said yes.
I want you guys to go out and actively make a difference. If it's giving someone a jacket, if it's a sandwich, change one thing and you literally have the power to change everything. And I think that's the important message
and
that I want to leave you with.
Give thanks for everything
always.
You
in,
have.
In you know, that's what it's about, is being grateful as well. But go and make South Africa a better place. It's all our responsibility. And think of those that are less fortunate than you. And if you have something to help,
give
go
back.
Do it. Go do it. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Thank you for joining us.
This is CliffCentral.com.